Is it close to your hometown? Do you go out there, and probably the first, maybe the preseason you played out there, but is that nice? Is that you're going to have some more people?
Yeah, I have quite a few people out there, but, you know, it's a business trip, and I'm all about winning this football game, so it's a good to get back home.
So defensively, to try to win this football game, what is it about Rex Grossman that you've seen on film that when he has had success, what is it about him?
You know, he can move. You know, they move him a lot. They move him out of the pocket. He can make all the throws on the run. So that's a challenge for us, and hopefully we're up to the task.
And the rookie running back, Alou, has kind of come on in the last couple of weeks. What have you seen on him?
Yeah, you know, he's a great running back. He runs hard, runs with a great pad level, and he's the second leading receiver right now, so he's a good player.
Gerard, you said the other day you had to look at the film to find out, you know, why you guys haven't been able to put a complete game together. You've looked at the film. What's the answer?
Hopefully we found the answer. Hopefully we get it done this week. You know, to be honest with you, we're focused 100% on the Redskins right now, and that's our mindset. You know, just going in with the same attitude that we go in the first quarter, in the fourth quarter. Always think of the score as being 0-0, and that's our mindset.
What's the biggest improvement, Gerard, you guys can make on third down defense?
I don't want to, you know, give the obvious answer, just getting off the field, you know, just doing our job and going out there to execute. You know, the coaches put together a great game plan, just have to go out and execute.
Maybe the better question is, does it change, the variables change from situation to situation on third down? Is that what you're seeing on film?
Oh, definitely. You know, depending on who's in the game, you know, offensively, you know, our defensive call changes. So we have to go out there and try to match up with those guys.
When you guys, let's say, struggle in the game in one certain area, getting off the field, you just see it over and over in practice, or in that situation, or is practice routine sort of the same every 3 weeks?
To be honest with you, you know, the game is, you know, practice is harder than the game most of the time, you know, and that's the way we want it. And sometimes in the game, we just don't go out and execute, you know, different variables and things like that, but we have to get better, and that's our goal this week.
Bill talked a lot this morning about two-way players, offense, what he tells defensive players, if you were playmakers, you'd be on offense. Did you ever play offense?
I played a little offense in high school. You know, in college, though, it's one way.
What did you play?
I played running back in high school. So. I got those films. Yeah, nice. I played it just like I played linebacker, though, just straight, just running.
You know, did you ever ask Bill or put in a pointer, you know, a suggestion in Bill's ear that, hey, if the situation ever comes up, don't be afraid?
Nah, as a matter of fact, I like giving out the hits. I don't like taking them. So you ask them one of these days, see what he says.
We will.
They've been able to run the ball regardless of which back is on. He's got a couple weeks ago. He's been running up there recently. Right. What is that? What in their scheme makes them run the ball well?
You know, if you go back, you know, years when Mike Shanahan was at Denver and they had guys coming in, same scheme. You go to, you know, Houston Texans, same scheme. You know, it's a great scheme and it's fit for running backs. And those guys really do an excellent job reading their blocks and being disciplined and things like that. So it's a good scheme.
So does your, I mean, you played the Texans 2 years ago, which is more recent than you played the Redskins. So did any of that preparation help? Does it look the same?
It does look the same to a certain extent, but, you know, he's a different player, so you have to take that into account.
Gerard, Coach took us on a historical, you know, kind of adventure today, you know, back in time about defenses and history. Does he do that with you guys at all? Do you ever find yourself in these conversations with him?
Yeah, to be honest with you, you know, he's huge on the history of the game, and he's always giving us these little stories and things like that. But I think it's good. You know, you have to know where the game has come from, and, you know, to help with the future. So.
Do you, I mean, are there middle linebackers, the old middle linebackers that you look to? You're like, oh, I would like to see that guy. I would like to play with that guy.
He might get mad if I call him old, but, you know, Ray. You know, Ray's an older guy, but he's a good guy. All right? Thanks, guys.